Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, I want to welcome y'all to the Surge Radio Show, special episode today. You know, FaZe has not made it in yet, but we're going to go ahead and get this show out of the way. Now, I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, is real. Happy Father's Day to all the real fathers that's out there that's doing their thing. You know, I mean, it's a very, very, I wouldn't say a hard job, but, you know, it's a good job to have. You know, it takes a lot to be a father, and it takes a lot more to be a dedicated father. Look who just checked in here. We got Spades. What's up, sir? You there?
What's the deal, Elbat?
Man, I think he was going to make it, man.
I'm making for this.
Yeah, man. I was about to start talking a lot of shit about you.
That's all good. I know it's all love.
All right, y'all. So once again, I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, is real. You are now on air with your man, lyricist Spades. Spades, what's going on with you, sir?
Not much, man. What's good, good people? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day, L. Man, shout out to lyricist, bro. He is an example of a businessman and a father, and he does a great job at both. So shout out to my co-hosts as well. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this show rolling.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. You know, I was just talking about Father's Day. You know, I was just saying that, you know, it takes a lot to be, you know, a dedicated, you know, father, and it takes, you know, a lot to just want to be a father. It's a lot of just walking sperm donors that's out here that's just shooting and going, you know. But for the people that's there, that sticks it out, and, you know, want to be there, you know, congrats to you. My hat's off to you. You deserve this day. But I also want to say, you know, for the fathers that's out there, we do know that this is our day, but we still got to look at the person across from us and say thank you. Because without them, and I'm talking about our significant others, without them, we wouldn't be able to be good fathers. So when it's all said and done, you still got to thank the women in your life. So take the time out to do that as well. So let's hop into some of these topics. First topic I want to talk about, or first topics I want to talk about, is pretty much all in one. Everything that's happening in, you know, Orlando, man, and Orlando can't catch a break, you know, from the shooting at the Pulse nightclub, you know, the Gator incident with the child, and, you know, what happened with the singer Christy Grimmie. It's truly unfortunate, man. You know, they said death comes in threes, and, I mean, it came in many shapes and forms in Orlando over the last past couple of weeks. So not to dive into it too much, you know, because I still want to make sure that this is going to be a positive show. But, you know, my condolences to all the families that, you know, lost anybody that's in Orlando, you know. But what's your thoughts on the space?
Living in precious times, you know. Definitely send my condolences to the families. It's sad that, you know, it takes strategy to bring people together. But it's reality check. Life is short. And you need to live it to the fullest. Leave your legacy not about what you have, imprint on this world, and you know, how you impact people in this world. This violent shit has got to stop. And I touched on this last week and a week before in space, smack of the face. It just irks me so because it's not just our community, it's nationwide. This shit got to stop. And just.
Hey, Space, your signal was weak. You kind of broke up there a little bit. Log out and give us a call back so we can get you logged in, and we'll touch on it again. But, yeah, it's definitely an unfortunate thing, you know, with everything that's happened in Orlando with the families. You know, that shooting, man, you know, I have to say, you know, from my point of view, it's a little suspect. You know, they're saying that it was one type of gun when it was another type of gun. You know, they said that it was, you know, a second person involved. Somebody held the door shut. Now they're saying that never happened. There's a lot of unclear facts when it comes to the shootings. But at the end of the day, people lost their lives. And, you know, we need more clarity when it comes to, you know, what happened in that building when that shooter went in there. You know, I'm not buying what's being said. I've gotten to the point to where it is, I listen to what the media has to say, and I tune them straight out because the media has a way of just misconstruing and twisting the truth to the point to where it is, it's an obvious lie. So, you know, even with the Gator incident, you know, anybody that's ever been down south, anybody that's ever been to Florida knows that there's signs all over the place, even in places that's not even heavily occupied by people. They tell you, you know, you got to watch out for the gators and the snakes. They put that information out there. So, you know, it's unfortunate what happened to that child, but it does still come back to his parents. Why are you letting a 2-year-old wade in the water by himself in the middle of the night when you know that there's animals and everything else in that state? That state is heavily occupied by large snakes and alligators. They're indigenous to that area. That's just like coming to Michigan and not expecting to see deers. So that falls back on the parents. The same way that they treated that mother when the boy fell into that gorilla pit in Cincinnati, they need to treat these family those two adults the same way. They let their 2-year-old wade in the water that was possibly infested with gators and has been known to be infested with gators. No one's that ignorant. When you say Florida, you automatically assume, you know, alligators. When you say Nevada, you automatically assume Las Vegas and gambling. When you say Los Angeles, you automatically assume Hollywood. It comes down to the assumption and prior knowledge of a place. So I don't care what the excuses are. To me, I feel like some way, shape, or form, the parents should be held responsible for what happened to that boy, period. Now, to the last thing I want to talk about is with the singer, Christy Grimmie. You know, I feel bad for her brother because he tried to save her. He witnessed her get shot in the head twice. I mean, that's going to be in his mind for the rest of, you know, of his life. You had some guy that was infatuated with her, went to great lengths to get surgery done to try to attract her and everything, just to find her, get to her finally, and kill her. For whatever purpose, you know, in his sick mind, he thought that was a necessary, you know, thing, you know, I don't get it, man. There's a lot of sick people in the world. I'm not going to spend my time talking about this too much longer, but at the end of the day, it's a true letdown when it comes to the human, you know, species. We do more damage to each other than, you know, than anything else. Climate, you know, diseases. I mean, we hurt each other more than anything. It's just fucking crazy. It's just, to me, I don't get it. But let's move to lighter subject. You know, we touched on Father's Day and the Orlando incident. Now let's talk about the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. What everybody's been saying about it. Everybody, like, Game 7 is today. Everybody feel like to this point it's been rigged. It's rigged is a hard word to use when it comes to a sport if you don't have the proof. Now, I've read what everybody had to say on Facebook, you know, on both sides. You know, the Warriors fans want to believe that it's rigged. The Cleveland fans don't want the Warriors fans to believe that it's rigged. But when Warriors was beating Cleveland ass, they were shouting that, oh, it's rigged. They only want Curry to win. Oh, that light-skinned, khaki-colored Negro got to get another ring. You know, they always trying to screw, you know, LeBron. No, LeBron has been epically screwing himself for years. He's visited the fucking playoffs how many times and won how many rings? Okay. So you can't rig that. LeBron just happens to find himself in a bad situation majority of the times when it comes to the finals. But, you know, rig is such a hard thing. Now, before I go deeper in that, Spades, what's your thoughts on the whole, you know, Warriors and Cavaliers and the rig talk?
I think that shit is crazy. Some of the sponsors and shit like that is already getting paid. So as far as, like, the rig notion, that shit is out the window to me. I feel like they just playing ball, you know. Everybody has their day. And these last two games, it just wasn't Golden State Warriors' day. I'm not a fan of neither one of the teams or the players, but I do respect their game and how they play, so shit. They in the NBA, they getting paid for it. Niggas better play a good game.
Yeah. So I read what a lot of people had to say. You know, believe it or not, the person that made the most sense was Ron Artest or Meta World Peace. He made the most sense. And that's crazy because we all know Artest is crazy, okay? But when he makes the most sense, he explained it in the shortest form possible, okay? But I can't say that the league is rigged, okay? But I can say that there are paid influences. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't have to be the NBA that's rigging the game. It can be the refs. Now, the NBA has had refs in the past that were paid to do that stuff, and they admitted it, and they're out of jobs now. There's been several refs that came out and said, hey, you know, we've done this in the past. Research it. There's been several refs over the last past couple of weeks that said, hey, sometimes they get the call from the office and say, hey, you know, kind of, you know, loosen up on some of those calls and, you know, start to focus on certain things. They get that from league officials. It don't mean that the game is rigged. It means that they're being told to do certain things, not to sway the game. If it happens to sway the game, it's because either it's good officiating or bad officiating. Bad officiating is this. You know, when Curry ran past LeBron, LeBron just balled up and fell on the ground, and he got called for a foul. Hell yeah, he should have blew up. He had every right. That's why he didn't get suspended for throwing his mouthpiece, because they knew that the officiating was bad. But had the officiating been justified, and Spades, you may agree with this, he would have been suspended too, just like Draymond Green. Now, Draymond got suspended because he had multiple occurrences of hitting people below the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. Whether he meant to do it or not that time, he's known for doing it now. Like Varejao is known for flopping. So when they don't call for flopping, you can't be surprised, even though he may have been ran over by LeBron James. It's getting to the point to where it is 7-game series for the people that's betting in Las Vegas. Now, I need people to understand this. The Mafia still exists, okay? Maybe not the NBA that's rigging the game. Maybe it's the Mafia. You think about that? Maybe it's the Mafia threatening a ref or paying a ref to make sure the series goes seven so they can make a certain amount of money. There are outside influences. Hard to say that the game is rigged without proof. Now, I'm going to get on this, and I'm going to step away from it. But Jamel Hill from ESPN said that, you know, the game can't be rigged for, you know, so many reasons. She was saying that, you know, the NBA already cashed their, you know, their checks from the broadcast stations and everything else. Okay, Jamel Hill, I want her to understand that she works for ESPN. So your POV, as far as people saying that the NBA is getting paid more money by these stations or television stations, your POV doesn't matter. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because you work for them. They expect for you to go out and defend your network. Of course, you're going to say, oh, no, this never happened. If I worked at McDonald's and somebody said that the burger was nasty, it's my job as a McDonald's employee to go out there and say the burger is good. So I'm not going to let you slander the place I work at because I have to have some level of pride. I've decided to work for that place, so I have to defend where I decided to work. Now, that's why I said that her POV doesn't even matter. It's slanted. You can't say that they don't pay out incentives. It's called viewership incentives. Yes, they cashed their check when it came to the actual broadcasting deal. Yes, each team cashed their check. Yes, the league cashed their check. But there's still viewership incentives. You can't deny that. So don't play on the fact that people don't understand how that stuff works. I don't care who works for a network. I know a lot of people that work for networks, and they say that there are such things as viewership incentives. If the viewership goes up by a certain percentage, yes, they cut extra checks to these companies. Period. You can't deny it. It is what it is. Spades, your thoughts, sir?
This is crazy, man. I have so many different opinions and so many different, you know, views contradicted one another. It's just crazy. Like, I do believe that in some shape, form, and fashion that, you know, some people are being paid off. I'm not sure if it's the players, coaches, or the refs, but the refs is a good, you know, way to look at it because they make all the calls. And when you bring up the Mafia, it's like, yeah, they still do exist. So it's a lot of different factors that might be playing and, you know, we might not understand. But we just got to realize, like, that shit does happen. So it never happens. We have to realize, like, yeah, it does happen.
Look, man. You can't rig 41 points, okay? You can't rig that. You can't take that away from LeBron James. And I don't like LeBron James as a player or a person. You can't rig that, though. I don't like Kyrie as a player or a person, but you can't rig his performance either. Those players are putting it all on the floor. Cleveland is showing up. They're playing harder. The Warriors got lackadaisical because they were up 3-1, and guess what? It cost them 2 games in a row because they didn't know how to respond. They had an opportunity to close it out when Draymond got suspended, and look what happened. They fell asleep at the wheel. This goes back on Curry. Curry has to understand he's the general on the floor. Had you let's play history versus current. Had you put Chauncey Billups in Curry's place right now, do you think Chauncey Billups would have took his foot off the gas?
No, absolutely. They would have won that.
They would have closed it out in five. Had you put Kobe Bryant, which this is an obvious answer, in the same place as a Klay Thompson, do you think he would have took his foot off the gas? Kobe would have dropped 65 on the ass and put him out. Same thing with Michael Jordan. Same thing with Magic Johnson. See, that's where this new generation of basketball players, they feel like because they're ahead, they can kind of fall behind. And that goes back on the coaching, which surprised the hell out of me because Steve Kerr was on a team with Michael Jordan. He had a coach like Phil Jackson. So he should have been telling those guys to attack, attack, attack. And that's why they're in a point of where it is. They can lose the series. If they lose the series tonight, it's because they did it to themselves. And guess what? They made history in three different ways this year. They shot the most threes. They broke the Bulls' records. And guess what? They allowed a team to come back from a 3-1 deficit to beat them for a championship. They would have made history three different ways.
Who gets the MVP? They don't want to beat then,
Exactly. They don't want to be on the other side of history tonight. So Curry going to have to pick up his mouthpiece from off the fucking floor and go play. And that, I mean, I don't know, man. It's that, and this goes to the win, goes to, like, the main topic, the win or go home mentality. That can be applied to anything that you do in life, anything. So I'm going to close out the talk about the Cavs and the Warriors. I'm going to say that the Warriors are going to win it. The Warriors should be able to close them out. It may not be by a big deficit or mark, but I think they're going to close them out. It's going to be a hard-fought game tonight. And if it's not, if it's another blowout, if Cleveland comes out the way that I think that they should come out, you know, fucking LeBron being a running back, Cleveland may blow them out tonight, period. But if the Warriors play their game, every piece is there, everybody is ready to go. If Iggy is ready to go, you know, health-wise, they should be able to close out the Cavs. So who you got?
I don't know, sir. I'll go with the Cavs. Make it interesting. I'll go with the Cavs. But here's my thing, dog, with the Warriors. Great team, you know, they play as a team, but two of five players showed up the other night?
Yeah.
And that was what? Klay Thompson, he tried. And who else? Maybe that might be the only one. Well, Curry put up 30, but at the same time, his shot selection was terrible. He wasn't playing like Stephen Curry. You know what I'm saying? LeBron was making him look like a little bitch. It all boils down to who shows up tonight. You had fucking Barnes who didn't show up, and he's a key factor in Golden State Warriors offense. Show up at all.
I need Barnes to go on the bench, period. Barnes needs to go to the bench. I will bring him off the bench. I'll start Iggy. And, you know, just what they did last year. Don't change it. I mean, I know they didn't have Bogut last year either. So Bogut is not a big deal not having him. You could put Varejao on the floor and let him go to work. That's it. Varejao going to get those rebounds. Varejao going to make good defensive plays. I will start Varejao tonight. I will start Iggy tonight. And I will crank up the defense as much as possible on the Cavs. I will make sure every time LeBron touches the ball, I'm swarming him. I will make Kyrie beat me, not LeBron James. And if LeBron goes off, I'll make sure only LeBron goes off. That's how the game works. If you got a superstar player, let the superstar player score 80 points. Go ahead, let him. But if you stop everybody else, you're doing your job. And if your team is scoring and balanced how I know they can be, the Warriors should win tonight if they just follow a simple plan. The simple plan is lock up everybody else. Let LeBron go off. Lock up everybody else.
They got too many weapons, Joe, over there on Cleveland. They tried to do that. You see what happened?
No. See, what they tried to do, they tried to stop LeBron and stop Kyrie. And they got blazed by everybody else, which opened up Kyrie and LeBron again. So they have to try to play defensively on 4 out of 5 players. If they can, maximize and go 3 out of 5 players. Lock up at least 3 of those players. Don't let the bench get off. You can't have LeBron scoring 40, having Kyrie scoring 40, and having a bench scoring 40. You can't do that. And that's where they lost because, I mean, you got people like Richard Jefferson coming out playing like championship basketball. I respect Richard, but at the end of the day, you can't let Richard Jefferson get off. Period.
And then
you got a game
over there on Golden State Livingston. Like that boy, he's been through it, knees and all, man, and he playing championship basketball. Somebody got to show up.
So I got the Warriors tonight. You got the Cavs, just to make it interesting, just so everybody can know. Throughout this entire year, every single sports conversation we had and teams that we predicted, I must say that I am undefeated right now because I called the whole Broncos championship and, I called the World Series and everything else. And I'm hoping that I can keep it going. So, sorry, Spades. Just like I predicted with the Miami Heat going out.
Yeah, but they didn't go out when you said it was going out though. That was my thing. You said they was gonna get put out right now.
No. I said that they was gonna get put out by the team that they play. Who did they play?
Who did they play?
they played the Raptors.
And they barely got put out. That's some bullshit. It's all good, though. We'll come back strong next year. You know I'm a Wade fan.
Yeah, we know. But let's close it out on this topic. The main topic. Entire win or go home mentality. Apply it to everything that you do. I think you should approach every situation like there's a possibility that you can lose. And it'll make you better. Treat every situation like it's your last jump shot, especially when it comes to the whole business aspect. You have to be prepared to put it all out on the floor. Prepare to put it all out on the floor. You're pretty much getting in your own way. So you want to touch on this, sir?
Just leave it all out there. Like, whenever I play ball, I leave it all out on the floor. So I apply the same pressure to every aspect that I can, or I at least attempt to. And you can't be afraid to take chances. So go after it and go hard, or just don't do it at all.
Absolutely. I agree. You got your winners, you got your losers, and your at-leasters. You don't want to be an at-leaster because that means you believe in shade, not that person that believes in shade of gray. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock is real. Y'all have a good day.